This is Wade Rethke with the Chief Organizer's Report, The Roots of Stop the Steal in the Attack on Acorn. The arc of justice is long, but when people see it coming, they don't stay silent. First, a text from the most devoted Times reader and power walker in the entire city of Houston, making sure I'd seen the lead piece on the Times editorial page. A bit later, my friend and comrade was forwarding the links inside the piece to assure that I'd missed nothing. With the morning sun came another text from one of the nation's preeminent scholars of community organizations, giving the alert and adding the question, opening for Acorn revisionism. As time zones changed, texts from Little Rock, the Bay Area, and elsewhere were joined by emails and links flooding my inbox. All of this was triggered by a hard-to-miss piece called Stop the Steal, Didn't Start with Trump, written by Jamel Bowie. What does Bowie have to say? He draws a line over the last 20 years of accusations by Republicans hollering wolf every time they lose an election, and more pointedly links it to the underlying racism that defines this strategy as the party and its candidates try to hold on to power. He doesn't miss the fact that prominently at the center of their attack has been a constant targeting of Acorn. He brings Acorn into the story in 2004, writing that swing state Republicans accused the group of manufacturing voters and federal prosecutors looked unsuccessfully for evidence of wrongdoing. Later, Karl Rove would press President Bush's second Attorney General, Alberto Gonzalez, to fire a number of U.S. attorneys for failure to investigate voter fraud allegations, leading to a scandal that eventually led to Gonzalez's resignation in 2007. Bowie doesn't mince words as he hits the broad strokes of the continued attack on Acorn and its voter registration work in the run-up to the 2008 first Obama run with a familiar benchmarks, like the McCain accusation during the presidential debate. He notes that Trump claimed that Obama had lost by a lot in his second election in 2012, and in the highlight reel, the fact that, according to one survey taken after the election, 49% of Republican voters said they thought Acorn had stolen the election for the president. It keeps on going down from there along the familiar path of polarization, hate, and racism during the Trump years to the inevitable result where the narrative of fraud and election theft that spurred the mob that stormed the Capitol would be unintelligible without the work of the Republican Party, which inculcated this ID fixie in its voters. Stop the Steal wasn't a Trump innovation as much as it was a new spin on an old product line that even after the violence on January 6th, Republicans are still selling. If newspaper reports are the first draft of history, Bowie's piece is something closer to the second draft. He could have easily included the attacks on Acorn and the battlegrounds in 2000 during the Bush election, as he could the Ashcroft story. Bowie assembles more facts, so we're getting nearer something like the truth that tell and teach, although in writing a brief against Republicans and the wild right, he doesn't include the assignment of any responsibility to the Times itself, which helped lead and legitimize the attacks. Yes, this is project and maybe even a bit of revisionism, and thanks to Bowie for that. At the same time, it's probably old-fashioned to want accountability, exoneration, and, dare I say, justice for Acorn and its members, leaders, and staff. But I'm still working in that old school. I'm not bitter. I'm busy, and will continue waiting in the belief that in the end, the work writes its own history and can't be denied. This is Wade Rethke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.